The New Testament scripture reading is taken from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 24. Please turn with me, if you would, to 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verses 1 through 24. Once again, I'll be reading from the New King James Version. Please pay careful and reverent attention to the reading of God's holy and inerrant word. Moreover, brethren, we make known to you the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia, that in a great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded in the riches of their liberality. For I bear witness that according to their ability, yes, and beyond their ability, they were freely willing, employing us with much urgency, that we would receive the gift and the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. And not only as we had hoped, but they first gave themselves to the Lord, and then to us by the will of God. So we urged Titus that as he had begun, so he would also complete this grace in you as well. But as you abound in everything, in faith, in speech, in knowledge, in all diligence, and in your love for us, see that you abound in this grace also. I speak not by commandment, but I am testing the sincerity of your love by the diligence of others. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though he was rich, yet for your sakes he became poor, that you through his poverty might become rich. And in this I give advice. It is to your advantage not only to be doing what you began and were desiring to do a year ago, but now you also must complete the doing of it, that as there was a readiness to desire it, so there also may be a completion out of what you have. For if there is first a willing mind, it is accepted according to what one has, and not according to what he does not have. For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but by inequality, that now at this time your abundance may supply their lack, that their abundance also may supply your lack, that there may be equality. As it is written, he who gathered much had nothing left over, and he who gathered little had no lack. But thanks be to God, who puts the same earnest care for you into the heart of Titus. For he not only accepted the exhortation, but being more diligent, he went to you of his own accord. And we have sent with him the brother whose praise is in the gospel throughout all the churches. And not only that, but who was also chosen by the churches to travel with us with this gift, which he is administered by us to the glory of the Lord himself, and to show your ready mind, avoiding this, that anyone should blame us in this lavish gift which is administered by us, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Lord, but also in the sight of men. And we have sent with them our brother, whom we have often proved diligent in many things, but now much more diligent because of the great confidence which we have in you. If anyone inquires about Titus, he is my partner and fellow worker concerning you. Or if our brethren are inquired about, they are messengers of the church, the glory of Christ. Therefore show to them and before the churches the proof of your love and of your boasting and of our boasting on your behalf. Thus far, the reading of God's word. Let's have a time of prayer. Let's remember to pray for the sick in our congregation. And let's also pray for our new meeting place and for the relationship that we have with the church there. Let's pray together. Lord, we thank you. that you hear our prayers, not because of who we are or because of what we have done, because we confess that we are sinners. But we know that you are a gracious God, a God of mercy and comfort. And so we pray, Lord, that you would comfort us and that you would encourage us by hearing our prayers. First of all, Lord, we want to pray for the sick people in our midst. We think of Philip, and we think of Patricia, and we think of any others that might not be known to us, but are nevertheless known to you. We pray that you would touch their bodies, and that you would bring healing to them. And we pray, Lord, that you would be with our pastor, Andrew Barnes. We thank you for the privilege that he has of ministering to the saints in the Houston area. We pray, Lord, that you would bless his ministry. We pray that you would grant to him travel mercies as he returns this week. And, Lord, that we pray that the fruit of your word, as it was preached by your servant Andrew, would have lasting fruit and results in the lives of the saints there. And, Lord, we also pray that you would bless our covenant children. We pray that you would be with all of our covenant children, and that in due time you would open their hearts and that you would cause them to believe the gospel. We pray, Lord, that you would do a mighty work in their hearts so that they might be saved for eternal life, so that they might be forgiven of all of their sins. And, Lord, that we pray for those who are not yet married, possibly the very young covenant children among us. We pray that even now you would be preparing spouses for those that you have called to the state of marriage. And, Lord, we pray that you would help us to be good and faithful witnesses to your gospel and to your grace and to your great glory wherever we go, whatever we do. We thank you for the privilege that it was to meet in this place for so many months. And we thank you that we had so much comfort and encouragement in this place, and that it was such a wonderful place for us to meet. Lord, we're mindful that your church throughout the world, and even our Scottish covenanters, forefathers, sometimes have to meet in the woods and in desolate places. That was never the case for us, and sometimes we were not properly grateful to you for that blessing. So we seek your forgiveness, and we seek, too, that you would bless us in a similar way in our new meeting place. And we thank you for providing such a place for us, and we pray, Lord, that you would help us to be a blessing to the church that owns that building. And we pray that we might always have good relationships with the saints of that church. We pray, Lord, that the love that you have for us and the love that we have for one another would be evident as we witness to them. And, Lord, we also pray that in this new neighborhood that we're moving to, that you would help us to be a blessing to the surrounding area. We pray that the lost people of that neighborhood would see something very special, something very unique about us because of what you have done in our hearts. And we pray that they would be attracted to you because they see something very special and something very unique. And, Lord, we pray for your church throughout the world. We thank you that we not only belong to this local congregation, this local assembly, we thank you for making us a congregation, for binding us together as your assembly, but we thank you, too, that we also belong to the universal church, the worldwide visible church. And we pray, Lord, that you would bless that church as well. We pray, Lord, that you would cause your word to be faithfully preached, faithfully taught. We pray that you would cause your church to be a faithful witness to your eternal truth. We pray, Lord, that the gospel might be proclaimed throughout the world, until the knowledge of the Lord covers the world, even as the waters cover the seas. And, Lord, we thank you for the privilege that we have of being a part of that congregation that great assembly of your saints throughout the world. We pray that you would help us to be mindful of the responsibilities and the privileges that come with being a part of that church. And we thank you, too, for our presbytery and our denomination. We know, Lord, that this is a difficult time for our denomination. We know that many terrible things in your wise providence have taken place in our congregation and in our denomination. But we pray, Lord, that you would teach us in that way. We pray that you would help us to learn from your rod as well as from your word. And we pray that as we continue our worship of you now, we pray that you would give us your grace. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.